You heard it. It's a holiday.
It is a holiday.
I feel good about this one.
Yeah.
It's a special episode of The Vault.
Hang on. Can we just note the fact that we not only have two mics, but two working mics?
Two working mics. If people didn't know last time that... We said we had two mics. Come to find out, only one mic was working. But guess what? They're both working this time.
They are both working.
Ethan is a little bit louder.
Two guys, two mics.
Two guys, two working mics.
There we go.
Yep, yep. Anyway, back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
Special episode of The Vault. Christmas Vault. Ooh. I liked Christmas. I like Christmas a lot. Probably like my third favorite holiday. We'll get into different holiday rankings probably in a later episode. But Christmas is up there. You know, if you don't celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, happy holidays to you and Merry Christmas for everybody that celebrates Christmas. We got this whole episode is Christmas themed. From the fact to the joke, we're talking about traditions, favorite presents, favorite Christmas movies, favorite Christmas songs, and even a little something special for the people out there at the end. So make sure you listen all the way through, please. And speaking of listening, thank everyone that's listened so far. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank
everyone that's listened, no matter who you are, thank you for listening. And if this is your first time listening to us, thank you for joining us. Go back, listen to them all. All right, Ethan, you're up with a Christmas fact.
Christmas fact. It's kind of an odd one.
Okay, honestly. I'm ready for it. I don't know what it is.
So, everybody knows the song Jingle Bells, right?
Yep, I gotcha.
Jingle Bells was not the original name of that song.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, we'll start out with the history behind it.
Okay.
The song was wrote by James Lord Pierpont in 1857 and was published under the name One Horse Open Sleigh. Which makes sense, right?
Yeah, it makes sense. That's in the song. I get it.
And also, the song was not originally a holiday song.
Hmm.
But it was first performed during a Thanksgiving church service.
So it was originally performed for Thanksgiving instead of Christmas.
Yes, but before that it wasn't a holiday song.
That's really weird, actually. I had no idea that it wasn't even a holiday song. And then instead of putting it into Christmas, they put it into Thanksgiving at first.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of odd.
Also, okay, I'll let you finish first.
Yeah, thank you. Also, Jingle Bells was the first song ever broadcast from space.
Really?
Yes.
Out of all the songs in the world to broadcast from space, they're like, hey, we're rocking Jingle Bells?
I guess that was their song choice. I'm not sure. Sure.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Good for them. Is that all for your fact?
Yeah, no, that's all.
Okay, I was just making sure. So this guy's name was James Lord Pierpont.
Yeah. Born in 1822, actually.
Hey, we're on top of our facts today. Also, James Lord Pierpont, solid middle name with Lord. Shout out to his mom. And dad, I guess. All right, moving on to the joke. Like I said, everything's Christmas holiday themed. All right, what's the difference between snowmen and snow women?
That's a good question.
Snowballs.
That's a good one. Yeah.
We had to. Yeah. All right, moving on to the meat. What everyone is here for. Christmas. A lot of people love Christmas. You know what a lot of people like doing during Christmas time? Some people do it way too early. Decorating.
Yes.
I love decorations. I love Christmas decorations. When do you think is an appropriate time to start decorating for Christmas? Your opinion.
My opinion?
Yeah.
After Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Whenever Thanksgiving is, the last Thursday of the month, I know, and it's right, on a set right. date. That Friday, put it up. If it hits 12:01 into Friday morning, start decorating. Don't do it at 12 o'clock. Don't do it after your family dinner, because that's still Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So after Thanksgiving, I'm on the same page. And, I mean, you guys have a nice tree. It looks nice. I'm staring at it right now. It's a pretty tree. You guys got some lights around your house.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like it. I know Liz decorated the tree.
Oh, totally.
And we heard the story about the ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
for all of you that doesn't know about the ladder and didn't listen to that episode, she got hit in the face with the ladder.
As Ethan was hanging Christmas lights.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I'm a guy that likes to go all out for Christmas. All out for Christmas decoration. If I had my own house, excuse me, it'd be like Clark Griswold. Lights everywhere. Love lights.
Are you okay, so when you have your... Sorry for interrupting.
You're good.
Whenever you have your own house, are you going to have one of those lit up music decorations?
Oh, you know I'm going to do it. I'm going all out. I don't care if I have to spend $5,000 on a Christmas setup. I'm doing it. It's worth it. I love that. Like, my house right now, me and my dad, we have 18 Christmas inflatables up throughout our yard. 18. We had more. Some aren't working, sadly. RIP to them. Took the flag down, strung some lights from the flagpole, got a nice little Christmas tree, lights on the house. Oh, looks great. Wish we had more lights. And there is a such thing as overdoing it with lights and all that. I get it. And I hate this the most, that people do like red lights on the house and blue lights. Like, if they're going to be multicolored, that's fine. But do it all in like a multicolored strand. Not have so many different colors of one color. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sense of it and put it into a word, but I can't.
I mean, I get you.
Yeah, like, not have a red strand, then a blue strand. I don't like that. Some people may, but hey, maybe not. I don't know. That's just me. I feel like that's a good topic of decorations. I mean, would you do anything else at your house?
No.
You don't really... You're like, hey, we decorated enough.
We got a tree
and lights on the house.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to have lights on the house. I get it if you don't have time or if you have an apartment, but if you have your own house, at least put something outside.
Yeah, for people to see.
Yeah, I mean, no one can really see your house, but you see your house. Right. You come home, you see the lights on, love it.
Who doesn't like Christmas lights?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Even if you don't like Christmas, you should like Christmas lights.
Oh, and then, speaking of if you don't like Christmas, there's also a certain point you have to take down your Christmas decorations. You can't leave it up all year. I'm just saying, you can't.
Yeah.
I'm giving you till mid-January. Unless you work crazy hours, I get that. But if you have a normal job, mid-January, that's got to be down. That's long enough. That's long enough. Let's be real. It doesn't take that long. That's a day's work. Saturday, you off. I know it's cold outside. Hey, get those lights down. Because no one wants to be strolling through your neighborhood mid-May and say, hey, they got their Christmas lights up.
It's a little early.
It's a little early. Or a little late. You say, everyone's like, that's early. No, they're late. They're late taking
really?
It
up. Really?
Yeah. All right. What was your favorite Christmas tradition as a kid?
Tradition. So, my favorite thing was probably setting out cookies and
yes,
milk.
That's what I was going to say. You love that.
Yes.
It's so fun. Like, I don't know, like, looking back, you're like, why was that so fun? It was fun. I enjoyed it every year.
Yes.
And I don't know why.
Me either. I don't know, it's just a fun tradition. You just can't explain it.
I was hoping you was going to know what I meant by that, because I was going to say the same answer. That's my favorite tradition. And I've also thought about this. Like, I want whenever I have kids in the future, for them to have that same tradition of, like, getting that excitement and joy. But I've also, let's be different. Hey, you know what Santa likes? Wings and beer.
I was going to say Michelob Ultra.
I was going to say, hey, you know, tell my kids, hey, leave out wings and beer. I heard he likes it. I mean, he comes to our house first, so he's got to have the entree before he has the dessert.
Right.
Just explain it to him, and then, hey, guess what? Wings and beer. That's all I'm saying.
And then they're like, hey, why is Dad throwing stuff everywhere?
They go to school, oh, the teacher's like, hey, Johnny, what'd you leave out for your Santa? Everyone's like, oh, cookies. And Johnny's like, wings and beer. Heard he likes it. All right. What's your favorite tradition now?
Now?
Yeah. Because, I mean, times have changed, obviously. You're not a kid anymore.
Right.
So what do you like doing now?
Spending time with family.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Anytime I can spend time with family,
yeah,
really, it's a good look. It's a good time.
See, like, I would say, be like, when I was a kid, it'd be like the cookies and all that, presents. But like, presents don't mean anything to me anymore. Like, I'm grateful to get them.
Yes.
Like, don't get me wrong, but that's not what it's about. That's, like, you learn, like, everyone teaches you this for the most part when you're growing up. Christmas isn't about Santa, it's about you. We all know that. And you appreciate that more and spending the time with your family as you get older. Because when you're a kid, you don't think about that kind of stuff because you don't want to. But as you get older, you learn to appreciate spending time with your family more.
Yes.
And I will say another tradition, which I wish we would have done when I was a kid, but every year, like a week or so before Christmas, maybe me and my family sat down and watched Christmas Vacation, which we're going to get into later, but I love that. I like Christmas movies, just sitting down with your family, spend time with your family. This is kind of tradition-wise. Is there, like, a special Christmas food or something you guys have at Christmas dinner? Or is it just, like, the basic ham, turkey, all that holiday food?
Turkey?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I like turkey better than ham.
I disagree with that. I like turkey, but I like ham more. I like a good smoked turkey.
A good smoked turkey and a very juicy ham.
Ooh. See, turkey, the thing I like about, I feel like I like ham more than turkey, is that sometimes turkey can be a little too dry. Ham, it takes a lot to make it dry, personally. So ham's a little more juicy. It's got a little more. Because I don't like super dry turkey. And if it gets dry, I'm not eating it. But there's no Christmas food that, it's just out there that you guys do for Christmas?
No. Not that I can think of.
Okay. See, we just started doing this. I don't think we've done this the whole time I've been alive. But on my dad's side, when we all get together for Christmas, so we usually do it Christmas Eve, and then my mom's side, we'll do Christmas Day. But Christmas Eve, with my dad's side and all that, we do, like, appetizers instead of, like, the ham and turkey. So we'll do, like, little smokies, wings, all that good jazz. Okay. My grandma makes chicken and dumplings, homemade.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's the best. It's like, you think Cracker Barrel's chicken and dumplings are good? Ever had them?
Yeah, many times.
My grandma's are better, just saying.
Yeah, she actually, is it the same one that just made us?
Yeah,
like,
I brought over candy. The Christmas candy. Yeah, the chocolate-covered pretzels, white chocolate-covered pretzels, fudge, and all that. Oh,
yeah, good that
stuff.
Sounds good.
Good stuff, yeah. But I like that. Like, it's different because it's not ham, turkey, 2 days in a row, whatever. I like the... It's different, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, on the food thing, going back to talking about your favorite food, favorite Christmas food, I can't talk. I'm illiterate.
Yeah.
Favorite Christmas food. You know, mainly... In my family functions, there's always, like, the main stuff,
yeah.
Right? You know, most of the time there's, like, little smokies and the casserole with the hash brown. The hash brown casserole. Yeah.
Ooh, like that stuff a lot. Good stuff.
You know, macaroni and cheese, potatoes and gravy.
All the solid foods. Like, yes. You don't get disappointed to see that when you walk in.
Ever. And it always smells good.
Oh.
Always.
Yeah. Even if it's at your house and you wake up and, like, when you were a kid, you could smell your mom cooking, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the best. Or going to, like, your family member's house and seeing it, that was good stuff.
That was very good stuff.
Very good. Okay. You were saying something about your main spread. You have the main stuff, and then we kind of
went off of it.
Yeah.
I know it's not necessarily a Christmas food, but pumpkin pie.
Oh.
It's more of a Thanksgiving. But also, I have it at Christmas.
I don't like pumpkin pie. Pumpkins?
Ooh.
Garbage. Pumpkin pie? Garbage. You're going to learn a lot about my food takes
in
future episodes. Oh, I wouldn't say they're completely awful. They're not the best, but they're not awful. All right. We don't need to get down this path. Anything else about food before we move on?
I don't think fruitcake should be a thing.
I mean, I don't even eat fruitcake.
Me either, because it's gross.
Okay. You're completely right. So, I mean, hey, thank you for saying fruitcake. Appreciate that one.
Yeah, no, anytime. Anytime.
Favorite Christmas present you've ever got? I know it's hard, because, I mean,
shoot.
22 years of Christmas presents is kind of hard to think about. But yeah. Just like the ones that stick out.
I'll let you go first on this one.
All right, so I guess it was sophomore year of high school. I got that baseball glove, the one I customized. I knew I was getting it, but it was awesome. The black and white had a little cross on it. Philippians 4:13. Right on there, my name on it. It was beautiful. Remember when that thing came in?
Yeah.
Stiff.
God.
Couldn't catch anything with that. That thing was like, couldn't move it. Hey, but it got broken.
It was a good glove after
that. It was a good glove. Still got it. Still looks pretty. That one sticks out. But I'm just really grateful for any present I get, honestly.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Because I know some kids don't get any, some kids don't get a lot, some kids get a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for anything. I mean, no matter, like, as a kid, you were like, oh, I didn't really want this, but you're still grateful for it. And even now, like, now I don't get as many presents as I used to. Obviously, I'm 22. That's fine with me. That's not what it's about to me.
Right.
But just the presents, like, anything that I get, I'm grateful for, no matter what. Oh, it sounded like I was
ripping one,
but I was just moving in my chair. I promise. I had my back was hurting a little bit.
No, yeah. For
maybe a Christmas gift.
I can't, you know, put my finger on one.
I gotcha.
I'm just.
Just
you
everything.
Know it, yeah.
Just grateful. I get it. All right. This is a juicy one. I got some hot takes. We'll go top three Christmas movies all time. This chair is really loud today.
Yes, it is.
I apologize for that. We're getting things figured out. While you're thinking about this, I'm going to say, we're getting things figured out. We're getting a lot better at this. A lot more organized. Background noises, not existent. I'm illiterate too. Existent. Until I move in my chair because my back was hurting, it sounds like I'm ripping one. I'm not. If I did, you would know. All right, favorite Christmas movies.
Are you asking me?
Or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
All right. Pretty sure I said this while ago. Number one.
It's Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. Love that. Best Christmas movie of all time. Two. The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. The first one. Really like that.
I agree with you on that one.
That one.
That's a
great
real
movie.
Good one.
Three. Kind of a toss-up. I really like The Grinch with Jim Carrey. Or the original Grinch.
Yes. The original Grinch.
Solid.
Fantastic.
And Home Alone. I like Home Alone.
Ooh, that was going to be mine. Home Alone.
Yeah. You want to hear a very hot take? Polar Express. Trash. Garbage. Do
Why?
Not like that movie.
Why?
I don't know. Never liked that movie. My family, they were, because I think Branson does a like Polar Express type thing. And you can do it in your jammies and all that. They were talking about doing one this year before COVID hit and all that. And I was like, I'm not going. That sounds like hell. I don't know what it is. I just do not like that movie. I think it's severely overrated.
Well, it is number 29 on the all-time movie list.
See,
for Christmas.
See, maybe it's not that hot of a date. Is it up there for you? Is that a yes or a no? It's not a half.
I mean, if I was thinking of Christmas movies, I would name it.
Yeah.
But it's not my favorite.
I gotcha. You know, honorable mention, Elf. It's funny.
It's funny, but it's not.
Like, I get it, but it's not my favorite. Like, it's probably top 10. Maybe top 5. I'll give it 5.
I'll give it top 10.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I just ran across it.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
It says it is.
It says it is? This is like the whole, is a hot dog a sandwich thing. I know to either of them. I get that it takes place during Christmas, but it doesn't get me in the holiday spirit. I guess technically people will be like, oh, you said Home Alone. But Home Alone, they're decorating Christmas trees. Like, it feels more Christmassy than Die Hard.
Most definitely.
Honorable mention again, A Christmas Story. That's not a bad one either.
No, that is a good one.
That's a good one. But Die Hard, I mean, for all you Die Hard fans out there, I like the movie, but let's be real. Does it get you in the Christmas spirit?
No.
Exactly. So what's your top three? I need a solidified, kind of solidified answer.
A Christmas Tale.
Okay.
It's a good one. I wouldn't say top three, but It's a good one. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, that's a classic.
That's a classic.
And cancel culture is trying to get at that movie. Hey, let us have Rudolph.
Please. A Charlie Brown. Another classic.
I mean, anything Charlie Brown's a classic.
Yes. But the Charlie Brown Christmas. Mm-hmm. One little tree, one little ornament.
Oh. I want a tree like that. It just doesn't
yeah.
Like, speaking, we'll go back, while you're still thinking about this, I've thought about decorating, you know those Christmas tree cakes?
Yeah.
Boom, just put that in a corner.
I just bought a box of those Christmas tree cakes.
That may be
the big box.
That may be the best snack cake of all time.
I'll agree with you on that.
Oh, they're so good.
That or zebra cake. They
zebra
don't taste the same.
No.
Because the Christmas tree has a little sprinkle on it.
The sprinkles, I mean, add everything.
Yes.
All right. Christmas tree cake, best. We'll talk about food somewhere else. This is not the time. Christmas movies.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Another good one.
That's in the top three.
That's in your top three?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good one. I wouldn't put it in my top three, but hey, you do you.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's my top one for sure. Any Hallmark movie, you know, they're pretty much all the same.
Oh, I don't watch Hallmark Christmas movies. I feel like it's the same story, different town, same actors.
Yes.
Like, the same girl is on a Christmas movie in Hallmark at least 5 times.
You're like, wait, I just saw that.
She has a different name in a different city.
Yes.
And they
all involve horses.
Yeah. And the guy, like, leaves them, and then she's like, oh. And then she, like, they just broke up with someone, and then they find either a doctor or the guy that works at the horse stable or someone that works at the department store, and she can't get the toy that she's looking for, and he helps her out, and they end up getting married. That's
every
a time. Basic gist. You want to watch a Hallmark movie? I just explained it to you.
Every second of it.
Yeah. I saved you a ton of time. You want to watch the Polar Express? I'll give you a rundown. Trash. Don't watch it. Move on. Just keep up. Just use your time somewhere else. Don't watch Hallmark. Don't watch Polar Express. And if you don't like that, okay. I don't really know what to say. I mean, I know a lot of people like Polar Express.
I know what you would say. This is our podcast. But we don't care.
We don't.
Nobody.
All right. Favorite Christmas song. All right, there's two categories. So we'll go first category and second category.
Okay.
First, because the two categories are like traditional Christmas song, Jingle Bells, which, hey, who knows if that's a traditional Christmas song anymore. Okay, we'll use a different example. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, you know, Mary Did You Know. Traditional, like what people think of. And then like non-traditional, so like Last Christmas, All I Want for Christmas by, I mean, ton of people sang that song. Mariah Carey, obviously everyone knows that version by her. Like, I don't think that's traditional. Like, that's not like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I know what you're saying.
We'll do traditional. So I'm going Mary Did You Know.
That's probably my favorite song of all time. I just like singing it.
That's a good song. Have you heard the version by Pentatonix?
Yes.
Oh, beautifully done.
Great.
Number two would be Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a church hymnal, I get it, but it's a Christmas song too. It's about Christmas. The true meaning of Christmas, I should say. And three, Let It Be Christmas. I like that one. The Alan Jackson version, beautiful, beautiful. All right, your three, traditional.
Feliz Navidad.
I mean, that gets you pumped up.
Yeah, that gets me just...
You know every word. I don't know how to pronounce every word, but I'm like, Feliz Navidad.
And then it just goes from there. Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm like, all right. It's the chorus on repeat.
A Holly Jolly Christmas.
Oh.
That one kind of gets me in a holiday spirit.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
And White Christmas.
Oh.
White Christmas is a good one. That's a classic.
No, Deck the Halls.
All of them were classic.
No, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
That's a good one.
No.
By Elvis.
Jingle
when
Bells.
Elvis sung it.
I mean, Jingle Bells is, I feel like, it's a good, but there's a point where Christmas songs become overplayed, and you're just like, oh, Jingle Bells. I like the Jingle Bells Batman Smells version a lot better than Jingle Bells at this point in my life. It's funny. It makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And then this is kind of tied into decorating too. If you start playing Christmas music before Thanksgiving Christmas. Or Christmas time, stop it. Please. I'll turn that off. I'll throw you out the car. I don't care if you're driving and I'm in the car with you and there's music. Your radio's turned off. You're not driving anymore. You know why? Because you're skidding down the highway.
So along with decorating, we'll jump back to that real quick. Try not to ramble on it too much. Stores putting out decorative stuff 2 months before that holiday.
Oh, yeah. It'll be Halloween. Halloween hasn't happened yet. And there's Christmas trees. I'm like, what? Yes. Huh?
Oh, that makes me so mad.
Like, I get it when... Way to drop the phone.
Nope. Mic drop.
We were doing good. We were doing good. Like, when it goes from after, like, New Year, you can put out Valentine's Day stuff because, I mean, I get it's a month out.
Right.
Or, like, some people don't celebrate Valentine's Day. So, once you go from Valentine's Day to Easter, fine. Perfect. Boom. Gucci. Gucci flip-flop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Gucci flip-flop. So, we got the traditional. Let's go untraditional.
Untraditional.
Oh, me first?
Yeah.
Oh.
You first, all tight. All day today. All
right. I like, number one, little Run DMC, Christmas on Hollis. Oh, you heard that one?
I don't know.
I'll play it for you. It's good. And then number two, I'm probably going to get a lot of heat for this, my boy JB, Mistletoe. I like JB.
That's a good one.
Mistletoe's
I like
good.
JB too.
And then three, not many people know this song, but I think it's on, what movie is it on? Oh, have you seen Daddy's Home 2?
Yeah.
It's on that one. It's when they're all in the airport.
Yeah, I know what
it's
you're talking about.
Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid.
Yeah.
I like that one. I heard it a couple times, and then I watched Daddy's Home 2. I'm like, that's actually a pretty good song. So now it's number three on my list. And then I guess honorable mention for this, Last Christmas by, was it Wham? I think it's Wham.
Yeah. So.
Sounds right.
We'll start with number three for me.
Okay, you go with that.
Holiday. By Nas X.
Is that, we played it, but is it a really holiday song?
No.
It just says, it's a holiday, but is it a holiday? What are we talking about? Like, is it his birthday and he says it's, I don't know. Is that a holiday song? If you think it is, cool.
I don't really
know. Are
we
getting another Die Hard situation here?
Maybe. Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
Oh, a little Ariana fan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Been a fan of her since iCarly.
Oh, wow.
Back whenever she made a guest appearance.
Oh, wow. You an iCarly fan. We're just getting deep holes now.
Real deep.
All right. Number one.
I don't know.
JB Mistletoe?
We'll go with that. Yeah.
Oh.
We'll go with that.
Just because you couldn't think of one, you're just going to put it there? I like it. Do you want to move him up to like three and then move your three and your two up to one?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. That's fair. So Ariana, number one?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Hey, you do you, man. Okay, I just thought of this. I know we're going to go back to Christmas movies. A Nightmare Before Christmas.
I saw that on the list. That is a good one.
It's a good movie. Another Die Hard situation. It's like, it feels Halloween-y to me.
Yeah.
I feel, you know what? It's a Thanksgiving movie because it's right in between. It's a Halloween Christmas movie. Thanksgiving's right in between. For anyone listening, you are now finding out A Nightmare Before Christmas is a Thanksgiving movie. We said it here first. We're
it's
making
kind of
this happen.
Whole Jingle Bell situation.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. All right. So, this is what I'm excited for.
I'm very excited. We've been talking about this one for a few weeks now.
So we're close. We're going to do a little giveaway under one condition. This podcast right here that you're listening to.
Episode 4.
The Christmas, whatever we call it, probably the Christmas pod. Or Merry Christmas something. We'll call it something. You'll see it. Gets 100 listeners. If this podcast, this episode, gets 100 listeners, I don't care how many other ones have. Other ones are close. I want this one to get 100. We're going to do a giveaway.
Yes. How are we going to do that giveaway?
We'll do it We'll announce it on the next podcast if it gets it. And we'll do something on Facebook and Instagram so people who follow us on both, okay, if you don't, the_vault_pod will tell you how to enter. It'll probably be like a gift card somewhere, Amazon somewhere. But it'll be something. It'll be worth it because we want to thank you for listening. So it has to get 100 listeners. This podcast, this episode right here, 100 listeners. So you know what? Tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. Tell your family. Tell your family's family. You know what? Ooh. Listen to it on Christmas. Listen to it on Christmas Eve. If you're listening to it on the day it comes out, which will be before Christmas, listen to it every day that week. Because you know why? That counts as listens.
That it does.
It does. And then follow us, like us on Facebook and Instagram at @thevault_pod. Share it so that way people can see it, get that 100 listens, and guess what? You may win a gift card. And then each milestone we hit, maybe at 150, we'll do another one. At 200, each, if one of our episodes gets 150, guess what? We'll do another one.
And maybe we'll just be generous.
If this one gets really big, gets a lot of listens, we may up the amount of gift cards we give away to say thank you. Because, yeah, you know, I'm feeling the Christmas spirit. I would say we just give one away, but they got to earn the first one, I feel like.
Yeah, we can't just have a few listens and then give one away.
Hey, guess what? There may be a little Christmas surprise. You know what? We may be like, hey, you get 100 listens, there could be a gift card giveaway. And then guess what? Bam! We're giving away 2 gift cards to 2 different people. What? The vault does that? Yeah, we do that. You know why?
Because we're the vault.
And we don't care.
Oh. This is our podcast. Yeah, so like I said, I feel you.
It's the_vault_pod on Instagram, Facebook. Like, follow, subscribe on Apple, you know, Spotify, follow. Put those notifications on so you can see new episodes come out. Other than that, have a very Merry Christmas from the vault to you.
Yes. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Happy holidays.
Yes. Happy holidays.
Be safe. Enjoy your time with your family. Know the true meaning of Christmas. And Margot Robbie, you'd be the best Christmas present ever if you listen to this. Other than that, Gucci flip-flops and Merry Christmas.
Gucci flip-flops.